Good morning, Robbo.
Hey, we mentioned last week we were going to talk gin.
Yes.
Which I know is probably not, you know, the ideal topic at this time of the morning. Well, maybe for some it is. I don't know. But
it is a little early, let's face it.
That's
okay.
But we're also still talking food as well. You know, and food that goes with gin. First of all, though, let's talk about the event that you had at Miss Batterham's and involved gin and food. How'd it go?
We had two big events. So on Friday night, we hosted Dine with the Distillers. So we had eight distillers in town, so regional distillers. We recruited our distillers all the way from sort of Mildura through to Mount Macedon.
Yep.
And we hosted them for the weekend. And the event that we did Friday night was a Dine with the Distillers. So guests were able to book a table. And the distiller, they started with the distiller at their table for the first course, and we matched, or the distiller actually matched the gin to our food.
Oh, okay.
And then they rotated.
So how difficult was it for you guys to come up with the right food for the right gins?
Well, gin goes with lots of food, so let's face it. So, but we did try to incorporate elements of the juniper berry, which is the base of gin, into our food so that it would then complement the types of gins the distillers were serving.
So what were some of the foods?
You just want to talk food, don't you, Robbo?
I do.
Okay.
Let me
get your taste buds tingling.
Please, please.
So we did, to start, we did a cured kingfish with a gin and tonic jelly and a sea spray, and that was served on a seaweed cracker. So that was like a starter just to get the taste buds, exactly what I said, tingling, really.
Yeah,
so,
well, that sounds like a cracker, that's for sure.
Yeah, it was a hit. And then each distiller matched their gin. They've got a number of different gins, so they might have eight gins in their range or they might have three. And they picked their best gin to match that course and then served it to that table.
Right.
And then after that, I rang the school bell because Mackenzie Quarters and Miss Batterham's was actually a school way back in the day. It was built as a school.
Oh.
So I've got an old school bell. So I took a lot of joy in ringing the school bell for each course.
This is like sort of speed dating for eating and drinking.
It was. So, well, as I said to the guests, I said, it was like, just imagine it being in your lounge room and you've just got, you know, a new friend come in and sit down, or at your dinner table and sit down and share a tale with them. And they got to share the story of each distillery, which was great. And it certainly gets, you know, more friendly as the night goes on, let's face it. So entree, then we did the smoked duck breast, parsnip puree, crispy kale and a juniper glaze, which was delicious. That was well received. And then for one thing we do at Miss Batterham's is work with our local producers. So we served up the McIver Farm porchetta for our main with the sage and bacon and sherry carrots.
Jeepers creepers. Yeah. This is sounding very good.
It was really nice.
Yeah.
And then for dessert, we did a chocolate pudding with a spice pudding parfait and a tea syrup and a choc mint.
Now, I believe there is a chocolate gin as well.
Heathcote do a fabulous chocolate gin.
Really?
I know.
It doesn't sort of...
It's like drink food.
Yeah. Now, if they could make that into toasted sandwich gin and, meat and three veg gin or whatever, hey.
You'd be set, wouldn't you?
All the food groups in one. Be brilliant. And some of the local distillers, and we've got some terrific local distillers, they also do food at their venues
too.
They
do, we're really lucky. So we've got, in Bendigo, we actually have our first distillery, which is Morris Lane Distillery, and they have got I want to call it a cellar door because it's like a cellar door concept, but they've got, you know, their distillery door, and you can taste the gins there, but you can also have a snack. So they've got a snack menu that they can serve up, or you can go there with a group. They're actually even open on Sunday, Morris Lane, so I think that's great because Bendigo doesn't do a lot of Sundays, but they're open on a Sunday for lunch, so you could definitely pop out there and have a snack and taste some gins.
Beautiful.
And Heathcote as well. That's our other local one. So Heathcote, they opened a couple of years ago, just before, I think, COVID, and they're called the Juniper Lounge, and they're based in High Street in Heathcote. So Claire will look after you there. Claire and Adrian run that, and they do a fabulous job.
And I guess with any drink, food is just such a great accompaniment with it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Essential, really.
Yeah, it is. And to get the right food.
Yeah.
Lovely stuff.
Absolutely.
And so next week.
Can't wait.
Yes. Weather hopefully starting to get better.
I can see the sun, Robbo. I feel like it's coming. It's a coming.
Well,
summer,
I tell you, summer is a coming. So we might talk about some really nice destinations in the area to go for picnics.
What a brilliant idea. There's so many fabulous places we've got here. So happy to do that.
And we'll talk about some of the nice picnic foods to take with you as well.
Yum. So, yes. Yes. Can we?
We can. Hey, Ree, thanks so much for popping in as always. My pleasure. Look forward to chatting next week.
Can't wait. Thanks, Robbo.